Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan, says the weather continues to be extremely hot, and he is appealing to the public to check on their elderly relatives and babies at home on a regular basis to ensure that they do not succumb to the heat.
The weather is just extremely hot. So, first of all, check on our older folks who are at home, who are inside, who are not very mobile. Please, we need to check on our older folks, make sure they're hydrated, make sure that, you know, you have windows open where there's some breeze blowing, and if air condition is available, we make it available for them. So please check on our older folks, make sure they're doing well. The same thing, check on our younger folks, check on our toddlers, check on our babies, make sure that they're well hydrated, make sure that they're exposed to the breeze wherever it's available.
Dr. Duncan is encouraging people to keep their windows and doors open in a safe manner at home to help with the heat. He is also appealing to people who have to be outdoors during the excessive heat to remain hydrated and wear light clothing to avoid coming down with heat-related illnesses.
Okay, so you want to keep your windows and doors open so you can get a breeze coming, and if air condition is available, you need to use it. Stay hydrated. You have to drink water. If you're going outside, you want to wear loose, light clothing. Possible to make sure you don't keep too much heat in you. And you want to cover your head and cover your face from the rays of the sun so you could avoid sunburn. But the thing about it is that you just have to stay hydrated.
Dr. Duncan says measures must also be put in place to ensure that children in classrooms and people in enclosed buildings remain cool at all times to avoid heat strokes.
People, children who are in our classrooms, I know how much that could be. I mean, you already have not optimal numbers of students in each classroom. So you probably want to, schools would probably want to consider water stations for your students and probably giving them more frequent breaks, if not longer breaks, so that at least they'll be able to come out, have some water, get rehydrated and go back again. But please, especially our older folks and our younger folks, please check on them. Please check to make sure that they're doing well.
Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.